leading the news, new evidence has exposed endemic corruption within Australia's construction industry. A joint 7:30 Fairfax media investigation has found that high-ranking officials in the CFMEU have helped organised crime figures secure huge contracts on building sites right across the country. Secret recordings and documents reveal bribery, extortion and threats of violence are being used by corrupt rackets on major projects, including the nation's largest, Barangaroo. Melbourne crime boss Mick Gatto lobbied CFMEU officials to support labour hire firms operated by Sydney underworld figure George Alex, who has close ties to the Comanchero bikie gang. The head of the federal government's building industry watchdog, Nigel Hadjkus, says the scale of the corruption is simply staggering.
The building construction industry lends itself to organised crime. There's a profit motive. There's continued criminal activity. There's lots of cash around. There's violence and there is corruption.
The union, meanwhile, has launched an internal investigation. More on that story very shortly. In other news, the Prime Minister is expected to announce today that the former Defence Chief, Peter Cosgrove, will be Australia's next Governor-General. It's understood he's been chosen to replace Quinton Bryce as the Queen's representative when her term expires in March. General Cosgrove served as commander of the International Peacekeeping Mission in East Timor and, of course, was later appointed Chief of the Defence Force.